Omnipresent health. The spontaneity of omnipresent health is a normal thing. Health is spontaneous and instantaneous. It only needs recognition. It is never absent. Mrs. Eddy says in Rudimental Divine Science, quote, healing physical sickness is the smallest part of Christian Science. It is only the bugle call to thought and action in the higher range of infinite goodness. Close quote. Enlarge your understanding and see there is no disease. You are through with matter. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. Close quote. Matter is mythology. Quote, matter is a misstatement of mind. It is a lie. Close quote. You don't cure it. You eliminate it, just like any other lie. Rely wholly on God, and you will demonstrate health. Health is effortless being appearing. You cannot bring health to any place where it is not already. Health is omnipresent, just like harmony or good. Quote, health, alias harmony, is the normal manifestation of man in science. Close quote. Is not harmony as omnipresent as mind? Mind certainly recognizes no inharmony. Then, for us to attempt to bring harmony about denies the allness and orderliness of being. The absence of harmony is the illusion. To try and make someone well is to believe he is sick. We know from the textbook that, quote, man is incapable of sin, sickness, and death. The real man cannot depart from holiness, nor can God, by whom man is evolved, engender the capacity or freedom to sin. Close quote. Healing is always the appearing of the one omnipresent health. Health being the alias of harmony, then there is only one omnipresent harmony, one omnipresent health. You never hesitate to say all is good. Anything to the contrary is a negation, is a reversal of the one omnipresent health. Healing does not mean fixing something up. It means realization of man's oneness with God. You do not eradicate a disease. There is no disease. The belief that there is a disease is a false sense, a lie. Did it ever occur to you that health is not omnipresent? How could that be? Did it ever occur to you that the multiplication table is not omnipresent? You reply, certainly not. What a silly notion. You know that God is always omnipresent. You have read many times in the textbook that one of the three great verities of spirit is omnipresence. Can it ever occur to you that health is not omnipresent? Listen to the conversation of many of your acquaintances, and you hear a great deal of talk about sickness and other inharmonies. They treat all these errors as facts and not as unrealities. Sometimes even scientists are tempted to say such things as, I know it is only error, it is a belief, it is seeming, but they keep right on talking And that kind of conversation is the error itself. And doesn't this indicate they still have an interest in that direction? Can you regain health by any material means? Can you make a few compromises with error to regain your health? Just how do you go about it to regain the multiplication table or the letter A when they are lost? Are there several states of health? One to be lost, one to be regained, and the third, eternal, omnipotent health that can neither be lost nor gained? Right now, you are experiencing the state of health that is uppermost in your thought. You are your think. You experience your own state of harmony. So take the side you wish to carry. Jesus knew health was omnipresent, and he knew it was permanent. He knew that the woman had been tricked by Satan. Mrs. Eddy puts it so well in Science and Health. She says, quote, "The illusion of material sense, not divine law, has bound you, entangled your free limbs, crippled your capacities, enfeebled your body, and defaced the tablet of your being." Close quote. Isn't it a pretty mess into which the illusion of material sense gets us? What made Jesus mighty was that he never compromised his pure sense of spirituality with the ways and means of material sense. He did not believe Satan could bind him. He said, quote, "Get thee behind me, Satan," close quote. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Jesus stooped not to human consciousness, nor to the evidence of the senses," close quote. But she says, quote, "He demanded a change of consciousness and evidence, and effected this change through the higher laws of God," close quote. You can do this. The evidence, the without, is one with the within, and the within is your state of consciousness. Mrs. Eddy tells us Jesus, quote, "effected this change through the higher laws of God," close quote. You are dealing with the higher laws of God. The appearing and the maintaining of the one omnipresent health spell healing every time. Jesus said, quote, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth," close quote. You know, this means you. You have all power in heaven and in earth. Get in the habit of taking command of every situation and get out of the hopeful or wishing state of thought and be positive. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Health is the consciousness of the unreality of pain and disease, or rather, the absolute consciousness of harmony and of nothing else," close quote. It is always your own fault if you entertain any thoughts that are not godlike. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Our proportionate admission of the claims of good or of evil determines the harmony of our existence, our health, our longevity, and our Christianity." Sovereign Panacea. Mrs. Eddy tells us, quote, "Christian Science is the sovereign panacea, giving strength to the weakness of mortal mind, strength from the immortal and omnipotent mind, and lifting humanity above itself into purer desires, even into spiritual power and goodwill to man. Close quote. Let us define the two words, sovereign and panacea. Panacea is a remedy for all diseases, a cure-all. It is from the Latin and Greek and means all healing. Sovereign means greatest in degree, the utmost, supreme power, second to none. The panacea is when we realize our oneness. Mrs. Eddy uses the word many times. She says, quote, "To strike out right and left against the mist never clears the vision, but to lift your head above it is a sovereign panacea." Close quote. Divine mind is equal to every emergency that confronts you. Then man is not liable to disease or subject to any such liability. He is incapable of disease. In Psalms it says, quote, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Close quote. The psalmist sang of the panacea for sin and disease. He knew the cure-all. Certainly, the fundamental purpose of the Bible is to save from all sin and to heal all discord. God healeth all our diseases, and that which cureth all is a panacea. Jesus said, quote, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Close quote. Knowing the truth is your way to freedom. Truth provokes no excitement. It just naturally is. You have no selfhood apart from God. Our leader says, quote, "Know thyself, and God will supply the wisdom and the occasion for a victory over evil." Close quote. Jesus was surely aware of the panacea, and it was dependent on knowing, and it was God knowing, as Jesus of himself could do nothing. Here are a few quotations that bring out the idea that Jesus had the sovereign panacea. The Bible records that he cured all. Not only did Jesus do this, but his disciples expressed the same power. In Luke we read, quote, "Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them." Close quote. We know that the laying on of hands means to express spiritual power. He expressed this power and healed every one of them. Matthew records, quote, "Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all." Close quote. It is recorded in Acts that the disciples healed in the same manner. Quote, "There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one." Close quote. Christian Science teaches that God has already provided for the perpetual welfare of mankind. Our leader tells us, quote, "Know then that you possess sovereign power to think and act rightly. and that nothing can dispossess you of this heritage and trespass on love. If you maintain this position, who or what can cause you to sin or suffer? Close quote. Our assurance and our protection are confirmed in the words of Mrs. Eddy. Quote, the God principle is omnipresent and omnipotent. God is everywhere, and nothing apart from him is present or has power. Close quote. She tells us, quote, Christ is the ideal truth that comes to heal sickness and sin through Christian Science and attributes all power to God. Close quote. In the definition of panacea, we see that panacea is a remedy for all. This means that Christian Science is universal. It is not confined to any spot or location in the universe. Our journal directory shows us that Christian Science goes to all nations. We must see the universality of Christian Science. We must not always be saying that this person or this nation is not ready for science, when the Word of God tells us, quote, Semper Paratus is truth's motto, close quote. Did Jesus ask if they were ready for the truth? He did not ask many questions. He healed them. He healed everyone. Broaden your vision. Have the expectancy of spirit that knows no barriers. Mrs. Eddy speaks of this universality and of the universal panacea when she says, quote, when the science of being is universally understood, every man will be his own physician, and truth will be the universal panacea. Close quote. Know every day the world is ready for Christian Science. Think of this. The science of being, that is the exact knowing of things as they really are, is to be the universal panacea. Every man, yes, every one of you, will be his own physician. Truth is the universal panacea. You have the cure-all right in your grasp. You are all practitioners now.